Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want you to go to Leaders Credit Union. Join up. Join the family. We have. The Smiths have joined the family over at Leaders. Little Chris is seeing his money grow. Learning how to save and how it can grow if you just leave it there, little buddy. We'll get on to the investing. Uncle John Martin will teach him all about it. Leaders will be there with him, too, every step of the way of his financial journey. That's what we've decided, because Leaders can do so much for you. Because when little Chris, when it's time to buy a car, he's going to get the best rate there at Leaders. Probably going to do better for you than your bank. Leaders, the money they make goes back into the credit union because you own it as a member, 70,000 plus here in West Tennessee. And what that means when that money goes back in are lower rates, mortgages, everything. Check out all that Leaders can do for you. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. You go into one of those branches. You mentioned you heard this ad here on ESPN, 92.9 FM ESPN, and they'll waive the membership fee for you. That's how willing they are to welcome you in and make you a member of the Leaders family. Leaders is your financial champion for life and federally insured by NCUA. Every day around this time, we do a thing we call the Rundown. Let's go. Opening night for your Memphis Grizzlies. We'll have pregame right here with Jessica Benson, the great Jessica Benson, at 6:30. Make sure you're locked in. Eric Hasseltine going to take you when it tips off. He'll take over at 7 p.m. Grizz Pelicans. Grizz, a 4.5-point favorite. A lot of that's because John Morant's playing, I imagine. Obviously, the Grizzlies go 1-4 in the preseason. We did get the win over Miami. There wasn't a ton of confidence to pull out of this preseason, though. That said, I think we are clearly more confident when we know you've got the big two. No longer a big three, the big two going into this season, both healthy. We kind of suspected it would work out this way. Grizzlies certainly knew more than we did, but nice, because remember, John Morant was week to week. There was no there was no certainty that he would be able to start this thing. So at least you'll have your two key cogs out there as you go. I think Jalen Wills has sort of proven himself, at least at floor level, of what he is as a starting three right now in this league. He had a great preseason. I'd throw him in there, and I did there in the open. With Ja, with Jaren, with Jalen Wells, you know what you got.
Yep.
We're about to find out what they got with the rest. I'm not sure we did in the preseason. It was kind of up, kind of down for some guys. And keep in mind, you get the news over the past week, obviously, that you'll be down two vets out on the perimeter. Remember, we were worried about the front court.
Mm-hmm.
We were asking questions about whether or not, with Zach Edey out, Brandon Clark out to start the year, should the Grizzlies bring in some front court help? Well, now you've had a back court that within the last week has lost Scottie Pippen Jr. and Ty Jerome to significant enough injuries that they're going to be gone for weeks. In Scottie Pippen Jr.'s case, it's going to be 4 months. And so now, all of a sudden, you're talking about Javon Small, you know, rookie guard out of West Virginia on a two-way, going to be the backup tonight to Ja Morant. Think about what would have happened if Ja Morant couldn't go tonight.
Man.
Javon Small would have been your starter with no Ty Jerome or Scottie Pippen Jr. to throw at it. So point being, you are now just about as banged up, maybe more so in the backcourt than you were in the front court, which was the huge, you know, concern this preseason when you were getting manhandled.
Yep.
Let's be real, on the boards. All that said, you throw Ja Morant in a problem. Usually, things come out pretty good for you. And we've talked about it, John Jaron on the floor together. Historically, it's been around a 60% win clip. John and I have pointed out that's a lot of that was with Desmond Bane. You are no longer a big three as we know. You're a big two, and in many ways, you are relearning how to win and what you need around them to win now with a big two.
Yep.
And you've got to do that in this day and age. You can't pay three the max money that they were and not be competing for championships. That's what we learned in Zach Kleiman taking this step back, making the decision to trade Desmond Bane to Orlando, taking in some assets. You know, I mean, KCP, you like that addition in terms of the veteran addition that it brings. But I think we're all more focused on what that Phoenix pick could represent, obviously. So it's a step back to hopefully take another step forward. Now, how quickly that step forward can happen, I mean, we'll start finding out tonight, because it's really going to be about, okay, what's it look like around those guys, around those two? Do you have enough? And how do you get it to a point where you do have enough?
Yeah.
Right? And I guess, John, maybe to some degree, I mean, that's what they're working on right now is the supporting cast, and you've got Jaron locked up. Ja's got another 3 years. I know they didn't do the extension before the deadline.
Right.
But, you know, right now, yeah, it's those two. Maybe at some point it becomes whether those two are mm-hmm. the right two to build around, right? We talked about some of Jaron's flaws. Ja's got his own flaws as well, number one being availability. That is not the case right now. They've decided to build around those two. And that process officially starts tonight against the Pelicans. Again, 7 o'clock, Eric Hasseltine, I'll have you on the tip. Pelicans, we don't know. They're kind of all in a weird way, man, because they gave up everything, including an unprotected pick to Atlanta
yep.
for Queen.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
To move up and get Queen.
Yeah.
So in a weird way, not knowing, you know, Houston's different kind of all in. Knicks a different kind of all in, right? Cleveland even, that doesn't, you know, it's got no picks going for, they're a different kind of all in. Mm-hmm. This weird New Orleans team is kind of all in, but not knowing anything about really what it's got, not being any kind of playoff tested or whatever. And so, again, yes, it's great they've got Zion Williamson out there, but what it's going to materialize into in terms of from a standpoint, I'll button it up this way. John and I are hoping this is one thing we can count on, that the Pelicans are still behind you because you have Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr. We'll find out if that's still the case tonight.
Absolutely right. I don't think right now there's a ton of separation between these rosters, again, at current, because the Grizz are missing both backup ball handlers, Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen Jr.
Mm-hmm.
They're missing their starting center. I think these at current, these rosters are very comparable, because I'd say like Jaron and Ja probably the best two players on the court. Although like this new Zion, could I put him in that mix?
Man, when Zion's on the floor, he's been a double double for most of his career. That's the thing. We don't know if new Zion can stay. Maybe he can.
Like I worry about like who's gonna stop Zion tonight. That's like what that's what concerns me.
Well, I would be worried about Jaron and foul trouble.
Yes.
And then if he does, what sort of bodies are you going to throw at him?
Yeah.
And it could be those young guys like Omax and PJ, because that's how deep into the rotation you might have to dip.
Yeah, it is.
Because of how thin you are.
It is.
Without Zach Edey and without Brandon Clark.
Yeah. So these are the things that, like, when I think about this game tonight, and honestly, every game the Grizz play, there's going to be some body like that.
Well, imagine Santi trying to hold him.
Can't.
That's what I'm saying. You're kind of limited on what you can throw at him. Maybe you throw some of that energy, that young energy,
right,
those bodies, you know, those young bodies in PJ and Omax at him. You're going to have to.
Yeah.
You're that shorthanded in both the front court and the back court.
Yeah. Now, the good news is for the Grizz, they start the first, you know, they have a 3-game homestand at the start of the year. I mean, that's the only good news sort of in terms of, you know, this week, is that you're getting, you know, two teams that should be beneath you for sure in the Pelicans and Heat, and then one that's going to be without their, you know, starting point guard and their best player most of the year in, mm-hmm. in the Indiana Pacers. So, I mean, you do kind of catch some breaks here, but, I mean, it is the NBA.
Like, well, and that Friday, Saturday is a back-to-back. So,
right,
for a team as banged up as you are,
that's right,
that could be tough, even though it's against Miami and Indiana.
That's right.
Two teams you hope you're ahead of.
Yes.
Certainly. I mean, you beat Miami in that preseason loss. I know everybody wasn't going, but Bam was out there. You had a chance to play against those guys. Yeah, hopefully they're behind you. You get the win. But, you know, back-to-back, are we going to see Ja both nights? You know, that's a question mark for me with that ankle. Hopefully he can, because, frankly, if you can't have big two out there for all three of these, you know, what can you depend on?
Right, right. No, that's a good question. So I'm excited, you know, just to get the look, right? I mean, I think that's the thing, is like the preseason is over. Ja's on the court.
Oh, yeah, there'll be a good energy in there. You'll have Jaron likely address the crowd on the mic, the season opening address. because I think Jeff talked about this morning with Heron. Ja doesn't do that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like, it's always, and Jaron's kind of good with it. So they've kind of, that's been natural. You'll have the hype video. You know, Ja, Zion. I don't know, back in 2019, we thought this was going to be the future.
Yeah.
These two right here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, according to yesterday, what we saw, you can get in for $6 tonight.
Yeah, $6. I mean, is that with fees or without fees? Let's take a look.
I'm sure it's without fees. It's $6, bro. I mean, what if the fee's going to be $5 and the ticket $1? Come on.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to guess that that's without fees.
Let's look. Let's take a look. I always like doing these little live exercises.
Yeah, we had a listener shoot that to us yesterday. It's 200-something bucks, the highest to get in the Knicks, and we're the lowest, which is what would you have the Grizzlies do? They're making it as available as possible.
Yeah. All right.
In terms of what these prices.
I think it's the law now that you have to show the fees. So $17 right now on Ticketmaster is the lowest.
Okay.
So it's the game day hype has tripled the price of get in. Now that, again, that's including fees. But yeah, like, you can get section 210 for $17. If you want to get a good seat tonight on Ticketmaster, you can get, let's see, you can get section 102 for $84.24 a ticket. It's pretty good.
It's got to be the cheapest ticket in the league.
That is pretty damn good. I have to say.
At least on these get-in prices from TickPick, you're lower than Charlotte. Phoenix is the third lowest. Then Jazz teams you would expect, the Wizards, the Hawks,
mm-hmm.
but you are by far the lowest, and I imagine that equates out. It's the same thing when you add in all the fees and everything else.
You can get Pinnacle tickets for $58. The Pinnacle is not a bad place to watch a game.
Bro, Ja and Zion are healthy. I mean, you can do a family of four
mm-hmm.
right now with the Grizzlies. You know, it's not always the case.
No,
it hasn't always been the case.
You're exactly right. So
it might be the perfect time to go. To be honest with you, if you want to get the most bang for your buck, you do mm-hmm. have two guys in Ja and Zion expected to be out there. That could be all over SportsCenter tonight by the time it's done.
That's very true. So I mean, I think this is a mid-level ticket in the NBA to watch two guys in Zion Williamson and Ja Morant for $60. You know, you're just not going to do better than that. And I know, like, the Pelicans have underperformed, but, like, it's a star league. Who cares, like, about records? It's like, you get to see Zion Williamson take on Ja Morant tonight. That's going to be a damn good time. So I think it's a good deal. It's a good bargain, man. So should be a lot of fun tonight. Pre-game here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Tip-off at 7. No Jaden Daniels this weekend official. I guess I should say Monday. No Jaden Daniels on Monday, which just continues to clear the path for the Kansas City Chiefs on their road to another Super Bowl. He is dealing with a hamstring injury, so it's going to be Bennett Doyle's favorite quarterback, Marcus Mariota. He's been okay in his fill-in duties with the Commanders. Obviously, you know, you're pretty limited in what you can do with him. You're just hoping that he can manage the game and not turn the ball over. But yeah, I certainly, you know, think this is a huge break for Kansas City. This Commanders team is a far cry from what it was a year ago. They've got health problems, but, you know, that's the way it goes, man. You got to stay healthy. Whether that's the NBA, whether that's the NFL, he's gonna get an MRI. It sounds like it doesn't appear to be a long term injury, but this is his third missed game of the year, and it's starting to get up there. He's regressed. I mean, it's yet another quarterback who had a brilliant rookie season who has regressed in his second year. Happened to CJ Stroud is still regressing. Like, he is just not nearly the same quarterback he was 2 years ago. But all these guys, man, I guess the only one that you would say hasn't, I mean, Caleb Williams has, and we can talk about a lot of things he's got, but he did improve his coach. Mm-hmm. Major upgrade there in coach.
Drake May is the one.
Drake May. But he also improved his coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's these guys who keep the same coach that, you know, for whatever reason are regressing. I can't really explain why. Maybe CJ would say, well, you know, my offensive line or this, that, the other.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of him, he doesn't have the belief anymore. He's antsy. He's mm-hmm. jumpy. That he doesn't have the same confidence level in the guys in front of him.
Yeah.
Like, and so it affects his play.
Yeah, it certainly does. It absolutely does.
I think it's still within him. I mean, you just think it's gone? Like that was a fluke his first year? No
that
way.
That can't be a fluke, yeah.
That is bad. It's the same thing we've said about Cincinnati with Burrow and mm-hmm. not protecting your number one investment, your major investment in Joe Burrow. In this case, it's CJ. And we've seen them do this. We've seen that organization do this to a quarterback before in Carr.
Yep.
I always want to call him Derek.
Yeah.
But it's brother, David.
Yeah, it's David.
It's brother David, very handsome. Should have been a great quarterback in this league. Was sacked so many times, man. They beat the snot out of him.
Right.
You know, to a point he couldn't compete anymore.
Right.
So how are you gonna let history repeat itself with this happening with CJ? I wouldn't let it come close to repeating itself. Again, you have to protect your number one investment.
Yeah, very very true. So no Jaden Daniels. Aaron Glenn says he knows who his starting quarterback is going to be for the 0-7 Jets, but he's not going to tell you.
A little Silverfield action.
Yeah. Competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that the Cincinnati Bengals are losing sleep over whether it will be Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor, or maybe even Brady Cook, because now Tyrod Taylor is day-to-day with a knee injury.
The Bengals are weird, man. They're just trying to reach contract incentives. Everybody knows the season's – I mean, you should be tanking. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they should be taking.
But I guess I should. NFL teams trying to win, still competitive after its main man's gone down.
And
I guess we should applaud that. It seems like bad business to me.
Well, and they're like, listen, we're paying these guys so much damn money.
You're about to pay them more because they're going to hit all their incentives in their contract. There's reception and yards incentives for the two receivers and everything else. You're about to pay them more.
They're about to be 500 after this weekend. Pretty nuts.
No, they'll tell you we're still competing. But in the end, we know they're not.
Yeah.
That defense is not good enough around Hendrickson.
No, it's not. But
they may end up trading him.
You're not going to know until game time who the starting quarterback is for the Jets. And also, one more bit of NFL news, and this is especially important. The NFL is not going to reconsider their halftime pick for the Super Bowl. All right? So quit asking.
I'm not asking.
So it's Bad Bunny. And that's final. That's a final decision. Mm-hmm. There are going to be alternative halftime shows out there for you if you seek those out. You know, we'll have an all-American halftime show. You know, even though, you know, Bad Bunny is from Puerto Rico, we're gonna put on an all-American show for you. Maybe some Creed, maybe some Stained. You know, just an all-American show that so much of this country wants. You know what I mean? That's actually happening, by the way. Like, there's alternative halftime show.
It's awesome.
But the NFL says they are used to getting blowback. Goodell said they're used to getting blowback from, you know, people about their halftime picks now, and that Bad Bunny's one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. That's what we try to achieve here in the NFL. It's an important stage for us. It's an important element to the entertainment value, and it's carefully thought through. So it will be Bad Bunny in your halftime show, and it's not going to change, okay?
Goodell screwed that up by teasing that he could have Taylor Swift. It was just stupid.
People would have complained about her, too. I mean, people just complain. It don't matter who it is.
Nobody would complain. Taylor Swift, lay down.
Yeah.
Get run over.
Anyway, that's your NFL report today on Wednesday, October 22nd.
Well, there's another one. I mean, Russell Wilson went in. We don't typically – I guess he just got trolled a little bit too much, or at least he felt so. Russell usually never lashes back. But he felt like Sean Payton was out of order when he said he was hoping to face Russell Wilson when the Broncos played the Giants. Now, of course, the Giants have already made the switch to Jackson Dart. And I think Payton even called out and said, I was talking to Mara, like in hoping that you guys would have done this later so that we could face the quarterback. I know, basically, this isn't the quote, I'm paraphrasing, is sorry. Mm. And Russell Wilson, I had him. And we had our issues together back in Denver. It caught, as ESPN wrote, Wilson's attention, and this is what he tweeted. Classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15-plus years later through the media. He put this on X. How about that? You don't typically see, and he did the hashtag, let's ride. He brought it back!
That's crazy.
Typically, when you punch Russ, what has he done? He's not responded.
That's right.
He's taken the high road. He always has. Talked about that. We always have. Said Sean Payton went too far with this one. And I guess Sean needed it to be known that he would have liked to have faced Russell Wilson, the guy he had some issues with. I mean, they had a tension between them. Remember, they're going to bench him so he wouldn't reach incentives and
right.
stuff?
Yep.
There was a real tension between those two. Hey, a marriage I at one point foolishly thought was going to work.
Yep.
That he would get the best that was left out of Russell Wilson. He ended up not doing it. Russell Wilson wanted to do it his own way, pretty much.
Yep.
I mean, look at what Sean's done with Bo Nix, who we had questions about is whether he could, you know, sustain, I mean, just be an NFL quarterback on a week-to-week basis. He has been. Sean's getting the best out of him. Could not do it with Russell Wilson. Listen, I'm not like throwing this up and say, ooh, this is great or anything else, but I do mark it down as the first time I've ever seen Russell Wilson go back at somebody when he's felt like he's been attacked. Usually he's taking that high road. Now, it's a different point in Russell's career. You know, he probably realizes it's pretty much over. And maybe taking the arrows, you know, at this point when you'd rather just sort of let it be, let your career speak for itself, but taking the arrows about what you've been in these latter years probably hurt his feelings.
Yep.
So, I mean, I can't sit up here and say, Russ, you should have done it like you always do. Go take the high road because, again, this is Russ's shoes. This is his career. And you've got a head coach of a team that's moved on from you still talking about you.
Yeah.
So, I get the hurt feelings.
Yeah.
He went on back out there. He didn't say anything classless, I don't think, in terms of his response. But he did feel a little something. And again, for Russell Wilson, I think that's new. Some were questioning whether Sierra wrote this tweet, and I resent that. I'm offended by that.
Yeah.
Like Russell can't speak for himself.
He would not let her do that.
No, not from his ex account. This was Russ's. Let's write.
I would lose some respect if that was the case.
You know that there is nobody cheering harder on a week-to-week basis against the Denver Broncos and Sean Payton than Russell Wilson.
That's right.
I mean, he just is. The whole Let's Ride was a troll back.
Well, they were a massive disappointment with him at quarterback. That, you know,
yeah.
I understand why there might be. I mean, and there was like, it was just a bad fit. It was a bad fit from the get-go. Wasn't there the stuff about the parking spot? Like, Sean Payton had to go to him, was like, hey, bro, you ain't getting no parking spot. Like, this is a new outfit for you. Like, you got to earn that.
Yeah.
So they just were a bad mix. They were a bad mix from the beginning. Like, Russell went in there. Everybody has an ego in this business. I know Russell is a classy guy, and I genuinely think he is. But that man coming over from Seattle, you know he had an ego. He had some certain expectations, like, hey, things are going to be done a certain type of way when I'm here in this building.
He'd been to two Super Bowls.
Right, exactly. I'm not saying he was wrong to think that. But then he gets out there, and he stinks, you know? And
well, he's, like, running around, yeah.
Yeah, like, he was bad in Denver. I don't know what the problem was. I mean, he got old. That's what happens. You know, one day you're 18, the next day you wake up, you're 39 years old.
Dude,
it happens.
Payton said in that press conference, they found a little spark with that quarterback. Talking about Jackson, a little spark. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
Yeah.
He slapped Jackson.
Yes, he did.
He slapped Russell.
Yes, he did.
He slapped them all with that one.
He did. He's just an old school guy like that. He's an old school NFL a-hole. Like, he just is. I kind of appreciate Sean Payton. He's the last of a dying breed. Him, Andy Reid, you know what I'm saying? Those type of dudes.
Well, I thought, wasn't it a shot he took at Nathaniel Hackett that was uncalled for about the worst coaching job we've ever seen? And even though
yeah,
it was, he had
did.
No business saying it about a colleague. I don't
right.
care if he's not as good a head coach as you. Doesn't have a Super Bowl, but it just shows your arrogance. He is had. I believe Sean
yes.
Payton has a Aaron Rodgers level of arrogance about him.
Yes, he said it was one of the worst coaches we've ever seen.
For winning one Super Bowl. Okay. How would that have happened if he didn't have a, let's be real, generational player because of the yards he threw for in Drew Brees?
Yep.
Now, he helped make Drew Brees what he was, but you had a quarterback, right, generational.
Yep.
That helped you get there. This dude acts like he's Bill Belichick, like he's won multiple
rings,
like he's Andy Reid or something.
Yep.
Now, again, those coaches had QBs too.
Yep.
But he acts like he's won multiple.
The quote was,
my only issue with him.
The job that Nathaniel Hackett and his staff did with the 2022 Broncos was one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL, and that there were 20 dirty hands around Russell Wilson's worst season. And then he said, everything I heard about last season, we're doing the opposite. So
it was unnecessary, but
yes.
it's to hold you. It's not different, too much different. We always bring it back home and localize. Then Ryan talking about his standard at Memphis with what he does, having to bring Kirby Smart into the mix. Understand what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You don't need to do that.
Yeah, no, you're right. Sean is
make yourself look better.
Sean wants all the smoke, bro. He, you know, He's won a Super Bowl, so he can do that. But you're right. It's not multiple. He's not Andy Reid. He's not.
Well, he should have been disrespecting Brian Daboll for blowing that lead. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Right. Yeah, that was one of the worst coaching jobs you've ever seen in the history of the NFL.
And I just love Brian Daboll.
You did. You were a Daboll guy.
That one right there, fireable. Oh, off the game.
I can't believe he still hasn't
been
fired.
Out. And get Shane out. It's because Jackson Dart has given them the juice.
But
But now you see this dude in-game coaching is blowing it. He let their defense play prevent.
Exactly right.
In the end of that game. It's ridiculous. It goes against what they are. They're a get-after-the-quarterback team.
Yeah, they are.
You don't give them that time. You go after them.
No, you're right.
Stupidity.
I think Brian Daboll has been given ample time. Like, he has gotten all the opportunities.
It's weird because he's got a Coach of the Year under his resume. It doesn't necessarily mean you're great year to year or that you don't get worse. Because he did a good job with Daniel Jones. They won a playoff game. But that stuff there this past week, unforgivable.
Yeah, it certainly was. So, yeah, Russell Wilson is, he's being a good teammate. He's being a good teammate.
Nobody's even asking to trade for Russell. You know, it's over. After this year, he should retire.
Yeah, nobody has.
That's the part I would advise him. Just go ahead and let nobody want you anymore. And this probably will only continue with folks kind of focusing on these last years of your career and trying to pit, you know, that. If that's going to hurt your feelings, go ahead and get out of the league. We'll get back to focusing on your career. You'll be probably in the Hall of Fame, my guess.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the way to go.
What do you –
time's
real
up.
Quick, I got one more, but I'm just curious. Like, these Broncos, like, we don't really talk about them. We don't really – they keep winning. It's like they shouldn't have beaten the Eagles and they shouldn't have beaten the Giants, but they found ways to do it.
Well, they should have beat the Colts.
They should have beat the Colts. You're right. They should have beat the Colts.
Who are – they're a good team.
Yeah. I mean, what are we to make of the Broncos?
I make of them that they're right there in that pack with the Colts and everybody else. It's sort of wait and see which one of y'all is going to step up here and take on KC.
Right.
And right now, usually I'd have Bills above that, but that defense looks like they want to be in the pack.
Right.
You know, usually, of course, Josh Allen is above that and in a tier that's up there with KC, but you got to set him back because that defense not making plays.
Yep.
And Josh, as a result, is putting all the pressure on himself. He's turning the ball over.
Yep.
So until that gets shorn up, no reason to think that they're ahead of the Broncos, the Colts, you know, all those teams that are beneath the Chiefs, who are clearly out in front.
Yes, indeed.
You called that a couple weeks ago. I keep giving you that.
And they will keep expanding the lead.
I mean, the offense looked even more unstoppable with Rashee Rice in there last week.
Yeah, and they were kneeling with 3 minutes left in the game.
I mean, they're having fun. They're out there doing theater work on y'all, thespian work out there, faking, trying to draw people off on fourth down, running the play after it. It's ridiculous. They're just.
I remember theater.
That's that old Ben Johnson, like, fake a fumble, golf, fake a fumble. That's that kind. You have no respect for the opposition. You know there's no resistance. You do what you want. You have a little fun out there.
Yeah, I remember theater with Miss Reagan in eighth grade at White Station. Maybe it was ninth grade. Ninth grade White Station High School, Miss Reagan. And, you know,
who'd you star as, Romeo?
She definitely put on that. That Romeo and Juliet, the modern one, though, with Leonardo DiCaprio. You know that one?
Yeah.
With Leguizamo, maybe?
Vaguely.
Yeah. She definitely put that one on. It was like, I remember that being like, this is very weird. It's a weird movie. The way it was like in, like, I don't know, Venice Beach, California. It's like, I can't really relate.
And you dropped out.
But I was an elite at improv. We would do like in the sixth grade, we'd do like skits at Shady Grove.
Yeah, you should be on that show with Wayne Brady.
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
They need some new blood on that thing anyway. Those guys have gotten really old.
Does that show still go?
Yeah, I think so. Especially like in England and stuff.
Oh, in England.
I think.
English people are very funny.
Or it comes on the BBC or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't watch that channel.
A lot of the two older white comics have been very funny. They've been doing it for decades.
Right,
they've
right.
gotten very old.
Yeah, yeah, no.
And we need some new juice, so you might want to make it a 10th job for yourself.
Yeah, no, I think that's – well, I lost one yesterday. Send in some of your tapes. So I have an opening. I have an opening.
A slot.
Whether that will be replaced is really up to interpretation. But, yes, they were definitely doing some 6th grade Shady Grove skits on us, man.
That was – for the Antonio Pierce days, they're still getting back at y'all for that. Y'all were a real team, had real men of pride back then.
I don't know what happened. We have no
it's
pride.
A joke.
We have Geno Smith, who we have 3 first downs.
Why would Brady want to be associated with this mess at this point? Isn't this tarnishing his reputation?
I don't
being
know.
Being sort of thought of as over this mess?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
I would recommend him to bail quickly.
But he has equity, so that's why.
Flip it.
Yeah. So, anyway.
By the way, I like the way NBC treats their goats more than Fox treats their goats. They package their goats and put them basically in a cigar chair, leaning back, about their heyday.
All right, so it was a mess.
As opposed to what?
Was it?
This is the Jordan piece.
Good. I need to hear about
it. It was packaged in vignettes, and that's why they're going to trot this dude out versus Brady getting out there improvising and doing an analyst work.
All right,
that's how they're going to use Jordan.
Hoodwinked.
We haven't talked about this yet.
Bamboozled. Let's make this the next story. We can make this the next story.
Yeah, this is big.
Hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok, led astray by the whole Jordan thing, okay? They announced this guy over the summer as he's our new special contributor.
Correspondent.
Yeah, whatever they called him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking this guy's going to be on, like, doing hits, like, doing studio stuff. Like, he's going to, or, you know, in some way, commentating on the current events of the game. That is not what this man is doing. That is not what this man is doing at all. He is having conversations that have already been recorded. It seems like he sat down with Tirico for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
They're splicing it up, yep, and they're airing it once a week throughout the season. It was sold to us in a much different way. It's Jordan, and so there's a certain mystique about that. But I was interested in Jordan talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, talking about Ja Morant, talking about the current affairs of the NBA. I don't need to hear Michael Jordan talk about how he wishes he could play basketball today.
Is that all we got? We didn't get anything about any of the guys playing today or about the games themselves. I did not see any analyst work.
It was very general.
I will say this, John, and I hear you, and you're right. They did roll it out that way. I just think it's brilliant, though, and especially for dudes my age. For these older dudes, they're going to chew this up and like candy.
Yeah, listen, anybody that grew up in that era is going to love any. Like, if Jordan takes a dump in Jason's yard, you guys are going to love it.
Candy, bro.
Bill Simmons literally said, I literally don't care what he says.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Of the halftime insights.
Right. It wasn't halftime insights. It was like
vignettes.
It was just,
or vignettes or whatever.
Yeah, it's all prepackaged stuff. It's sort of like the Jordan the documentary, basically. It's like the Bulls thing.
But he's like, he said, you know, he wished he could take a magic pill that would allow him to play at his former level today.
He told a story. He hasn't picked up a basketball in several years, and then he rented a house for the Ryder Cup, and that the owner wanted him to take a shot, and he was nervous because he hadn't taken a shot in years, and of course he drained it.
Yeah, like, I found myself totally let
Maybe
down
they
by
came
that.
Back with something. This Yahoo story says, during the network's halftime show, the Bulls legend returned to the spotlight with the debut of the new series, MJ Insights to Excellence.
Yeah. I guess that was
so
that's what it was.
More at half
but,
or more.
But no, that's what it was. It was just literally, they're okay. calling it yeah. Insights to Excellence, but it's just about himself.
It's packages.
It's not about his. It's not about the live game. You're not getting his analysis of the live game. You're not getting his.
I get that. I don't understand if because I imagine it's like you said, him and Tirico are sitting there for 2 hours. They're you getting some stuff they can chop up. Why not still get some general stuff on today on the players,
right?
SGA, who you like,
right?
For those games,
right?
We can't just be talking Last Dance. Your excellence.
That's what it was.
You've gotten nothing. You've got nothing. I mean, frankly, it's already backfired on you because you got people like Bill Simmons saying he ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
You know, telling the NBA world that Jordan's not saying anything. You guys are saying it, but the national voices are saying you needed to hit with something harder off the wham if
yes.
you wanted to be able to sell this as something we need to be glued in for.
No question.
I'm disappointed in the report from y'all. I'm gonna watch it though.
I think the point of it is
like
is
some
that,
Last Dance stuff.
Like Brad is the target audience for this, right? Because Michael Jordan could get on there and he could start singing Yankee Doodle Doo,
yep.
And it's like, oh my God, that's my Michael Jordan that yep. I know and love. But like for me, it's like, you know, I obviously am intimately familiar with Michael Jordan, but it's like, what are you bringing? What are you offering? What are you offering to the broadcast? What are you offering to the presentation now? Oh. I'm Michael Jordan.
Okay,
great.
And I need to clarify something. This headline says, I literally don't care what he says. Bill Simmons reacting to Michael Jordan's halftime insights on NBC. To me, it's misleading because he's basically saying, Jordan could say anything, I'd be captivated.
Correct.
He's of that age.
Yes, yes.
Right? That's the point I was saying. Yes. I can't believe he's not He's a guy that doesn't like what Mike comes out of Mike's mouth. He's of that age where he'll listen to anything. If you look at
Correct.
The whole quote,
yes, that's what
that
he
is what he is saying
right.
with that.
Yeah.
The headline is very misleading. He says he doesn't care what he says because anything out of his mouth is gold.
Right.
I don't agree with that.
If you want to have that opinion, that's fine. But it's like, if you're going to be a part of this, you know, why? What's the point? What's the point of you just sitting there and holding forth about how you haven't picked up a basketball in years? Like, I think you're...
Maybe we're going to get through that.
I mean, possibly, but, like, this is the first one. Shouldn't it actually be decent? I mean...
Well, that was my point.
I don't need a 62-year-old man to come on and say, I haven't picked up a basketball in years. No, obviously, dude, you're 62 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, did anybody think that Michael Jordan was running around playing fives in 2025? I don't think so. But thank you for clarifying it, GOAT. How about the game?
Well, you can back off a little bit, a little LeBron lover here, and the way you get your tone toward the GOAT is.
But was
were we
misled about his?
If Michael Jordan selling himself, you know, has always been something that's worked for him, and asking him to change that to start off.
I know, but it's like, what's the point of being a part of the NBA broadcast?
NBC is the issue. They should have recognized this is going to be bland. This is going to be Last Dance. We need something big. That's where I agree with you. I said the same thing. We needed to hit it with players, whatever else. Michael speaking on this generation. Frankly, because we've had Charles Barkley and Shaq doing it, we haven't had Mike weigh in. That's something that people will glue in for.
Right.
But, you know, Mike's going to sell Mike. Mike's going to tell his stories. I'm renting a house at a basketball court.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
And so people will like that. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing ever to have Michael Jordan talking, but, like, I was under the impression when they announced this guy as a special contributor that he would be talking about the games today. That he was going to be talking about the game of basketball today, not the his stories about renting a house for the Ryder Cup. I mean, I feel like I was led astray in terms of what this was actually. They're going to literally give us 5 minutes of a Jordan interview
again,
over the course of an entire season is what it feels like.
NBC, if they've got 2 hours to chop up and this is what they gave you, this could just as easily be on them. Mike could have been saying this in hour number two. They've got obviously a couple of hours, whatever it is. You said they sat down for 2 hours to work with, and this is what they pulled out of it. That's on NBC.
Right.
Mike's going to do Mike. You can't ask Mike to change. He's going to sell himself. He's going to tell his stories.
Right.
NBC, having sat down for the 2 hours with him, should have said, this ain't good enough. Let's hit it somewhere else.
Right.
Surely in them 2 hours, he talked about today's player. That's what they should have done. But that's not on Mike. That's on NBC how they packaged it.
Well, they probably should not have announced him as a special contributor. They should have just said, we're going to have a conversation with Mike throughout the NBA
season. They didn't say analyst Michael Jordan. They said special contributor, man, it's Last Dance, bro. Mike going to do it his way.
When you say
special contributor, that's what it's going to be Michael Jordan doing it his way.
To John's point, this is program redirection 101, because we all do it as program directors. You position things all day long. You're writing promos, you're hyping things. They're paying him $30 million or whatever to do this vignette, even if it's just this the whole season. The thing that Stacy and I thought was remarkable about this, watching this as older people, was they had coached everybody on set, including Miller. This is great. This is great. They go, Miller's talking, like me and you talking on the set, and he goes, you know, our colleague Michael Jordan. And then he just goes on. I was like, wow, they have coached this through.
Well, and to me, that was why it was so exciting, because Michael Jordan does not live in the public eye.
Yeah.
He does not have a podcast. He does not do interviews. He does not do these things, right? That adds to the mystique of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah.
I've never heard Michael Jordan talk about John Morant. I've never heard Michael Jordan talk about Cooper Flagg. I've never heard Michael Jordan talk about XYZ.
That would be amazing.
So this is like, I'm going to get the GOAT's opinion.
Yeah. What are we going to hear?
I'm not getting the GOAT's opinion.
You're not getting that.
You can't get the GOAT's opinion. Like, you can't ask him about a player, you know, 3 months prior. He may be hurt by the time that interview rolls around, you know?
Yeah.
So I left a little disappointed. Maybe my expectations were, you know, too high for that I thought he would talk about current events. But I don't think NBC did themselves any favors by presenting it as something like that.
I think this is how he's kept his persona.
Oh,
I really
no question.
Do.
No,
this is how he keeps that logo.
Yeah.
It's totally strategic. And
it's honestly brilliant.
It's the way he did it when he played. It's the way he did it when he played, and there's no question, you know, the accessibility is at an all-time high today, and I think that hurts the aura.
Yeah.
He didn't have any, and so it added to it. It added to the legend of Michael Jordan. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if it improves over the course of the year. We'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. We're going to talk about ball cards and brews when we get back. J&J, 99.5 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ryan Didi joins us now, and I've described this as a passion project of his, formerly with the Grizzlies. I knew him in a previous life, or a previous life for both of us. Now the Miracle League of Memphis. It's our third straight year having him in, or at least having him on, to promote. This year it's Ball Cards and Brews 3. It's the third year he's managed to put this on. Feels like he's got a lot of it on his back. I love him for doing it. It's a family event Saturday at Grind City Media Brewing Company. It's intended to raise funds, of course, for the Miracle League of Memphis and its goal of building a fully accessible baseball field and playground where all Memphians can play the game. John and I have loved this mission, and we want to continue to support it in whatever way we can. And, bro, you're bringing us gifts to start this, Mr. Ryan Didi. Are these the mugs that folks can get, the unbelievable famous mugs?
That's it. That's the wooden bat barrel mug that each year we do a different design, but it's something that is just kind of a neat thing that we've brought to the table. And we have a lot of people that now are reaching out even in advance saying, what's this year's mug going to look like?
They're so unique, dude.
Yeah, they're collecting them year in, year out. The neatest thing I would say is that, you know, our buddy and supporter Brent Rooker, who's joined us in the past,
yep.
As he was going through his All-Star festivities and doing well, saw a lot of people posting these mugs signed by Brent Rooker that they got from the inaugural event.
Shine in the Home Run Derby.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's unreal.
Yo, man. Him and John have gotten real. Oh, that's
good.
Yeah. They're buddy now.
Yeah. Well, he followed me for a long time back when because he started out before he was a baseball player. Mm-hmm. He was a Grizzlies fan.
Okay.
And so he would follow my Grizzlies tweets and he would tweet me and say nice things when he was just coming up, you know.
Yeah.
Really, really good dude.
Super down to earth. He, you know, a lot of guys, you know, when you reach out and say, would you like to make an appearance? The first question you get is, what's the fee, right? And, you know, being a charity, that's just not a thing.
But right.
Brent asked for absolutely nothing. He willingly came, and much like Jonathan Bolin this year, a local guy, both from
Tiger.
High school and Tiger. Yeah, and if you look at the record books, he's there, as is his father. But yeah, same thing, just a nice guy who wants to give back locally and did not ask for anything whatsoever. just other than he wants to participate.
It's awesome. We've had JB in, Jonathan Bolin. You guys remember him, former Tiger. I think we had him in when he got drafted.
Yep.
It was a few years ago. He'll be out there Saturday. Tell us more in terms of everything that'll be on hand on Saturday. There's memorabilia out there. You've got these mugs. Noon to 6 on Saturday?
Noon to 6. So if you look at the day, okay,
yep.
I call this the rare opportunity for the sports trifecta if you're a big sports local fan, right? You got the Tigers, 11.
That's right. It's an early game.
Whether you go and watch it, come and watch it with us, come after, they win, right?
Let's hope so.
Come down, do the ball cards and brews, and then head on over to FedEx Forum, you know, for the Grizzlies game. That's a 1-2-3 punch that, man, if I wasn't working all this thing, I'd be doing all three.
Right there and all.
100%. But it's really a confluence of a lot of people putting their time and effort and pride in this city to pull this thing off. So Grind City, it starts there. Hopper and his crew, they donate the space third year in a row, and they have been nothing short of awesome. Great place, great people. We get a lot of our vendors from Jonathan, who locally runs the Mid-South Sports Cards and Collectibles show. Great guy. He also sponsored the tables this year, the tables themselves. So appreciate that. Wade and my buddy Dusty over there at Nash Cards, they
yep.
have a huge presence every year and come out and do all kinds of fun things with the kids. And then actually we've added Chris over at DBAT Memphis this year. So stay tuned. We'll be announcing some of the prospects that they're going to bring over and have a presence as well. So it'll be Jonathan plus a few others that are kind of coming up the ranks. They have a lot of talent that's run through that facility. And we're really thrilled to have them on board as well.
For folks that haven't heard you the previous 2 years, come on and talk about the goal and the mission
sure.
and this ballpark and this playground. Let's educate them on how this started for you.
Sure. So Miracle League in and of itself exists all over the country. It's actually recognized by the Baseball Hall of Fame. But what they do is they get a contingent of people together in any area who want to come together, raise money, and build a fully accessible baseball field, and in this case, a playground, so that no matter a child or even adult's potential handicap, disability, mobility issue,
whatever the name,
whatever it may be, they can safely play on this highly, highly specialized field safely without fear of getting injured and just have a great time with it. So we're getting ever so close to actually sticking shovels in the ground and breaking ground in the field itself. That'll be phase one. Phase two then will be the playground itself.
Do you guys know where yet? Have you already picked out location and all that?
Yeah, so we've worked with the city, and they've been incredibly supportive as well and love this idea and this concept. So they've given us the existing field at Toby Park down in Midtown.
Yeah, right? You're being Toby.
Bed and, yep, just in the shadows of the old Tiger stadium and field. So it's going right there, and then it's on us to raise, and it's a substantial number. But
how much more do we need?
I want to say, and don't quote me on this, I'm not the financial guy, I'm the ball
cards. No, but let's get it out there so folks know the need.
For the field itself, I think we're roughly 15, 20,000 off,
okay.
Which is significant number, but not when you consider the total price tag on this at the outset was about $3.5 million to get all of this done. So we've been pushing hard. Mr. Eddie, who spearheads this, nicest guy in the world, he does a lot of reaching out and talking with businesses and corporate entities and grants and those types of things. The one thing they didn't have when they initially came to me a few years ago was they didn't have any events, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that just wasn't something they had done. They were familiar with me and having done a number of events. I'm a longtime contributor for the National Kidney Foundation as well, which just fits in with my daily job with the great folks at the Vascular and Vein Institute of the South. They just had heard about things I've done with them, events, golf tournaments, all types of things, and said, hey, could you help us out? And the idea, being a sports guy and just a Memphian, this is home. I'm not from here, but it's home. I was very much compelled to get on board.
Yeah. I'm used to the shirt and tie was the Grizzlies attire. Now the guy's in scrubs.
That's right, man.
All the time. Much more comfortable, I'd imagine.
It's like working in the PJs, you know? Come into the radio and rock my hoodie
and all that.
Well, one of us is very sharply dressed.
Yeah, you're
just on
today.
Wednesdays, as you know.
Yeah,
we call it T Teal on Beal.
Teal on Beal. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, if that works.
I think it works, man. So it's not just baseball cards, though, right? I mean, you'll have all sports?
100%. So okay. We'll have all sports. Usually there's a couple folks with even non-sports
in trading
card market. It's sports-based, but there's always guys, and these dealers are awesome. I'm familiar with them, having set up at the show in Bartlett routinely.
Mm-hmm.
They have everything. Old,
was this Lawrence Moten stuff you sent me real?
That's 100% real. I almost brought it today. Just so you could, I didn't know if you wanted to like hold it or, you know, put them on, or I wasn't sure.
We are both. We text each other all the time. This guy, anytime I bring up Lawrence Moten,
yeah,
I'm on it. Yeah, I grew up just outside of Syracuse.
Got it.
Syracuse
love.
So whether it's sense, Lawrence Moten, Billy Owens, Eric Coleman,
he can probably envision the tattoo that is here
very
that
familiar.
Was once on Lawrence Moten.
And although
I didn't want to come buy it, man, is that something I can come get?
You'd have to make a significant offer to the old Ryan Deedy collection to get that off of my hands. So
wow.
Off a Syracuse man's hands.
Yep.
I'd have to pay big. I want to put it on and take a picture in the
Yeah, you can only imagine
show off my tattoo.
When that arrived at the house, what my wife said, she's like, "What is this?"
No, it says LM on it. Yep. Like it's got his initials on it.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
I
were
mean, and then he I mean then he just passed away.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a
Syracuse
great,
legend, bro.
And, you know, I think everybody here is familiar with
the Grizzly.
Elliot Perry Sox.
Yeah. Elliot Perry Sox.
Lawrence Moten, before that, had the high socks.
He did wear the high socks pulled up. Yeah. I guess with the socks, that's sort of, that's always been.
I mean, I'm rocking mine right now. No joke.
Yeah.
Still do it to this day.
So where can folks go to find out more information to help, to find out more information about Saturday? Where can they visit?
So Facebook page is great. All of our socials are up and active, have all the information. The Miracle League website is a great option. But, you know, if you're in any of the kind of collecting spaces on any of the social channels locally, it's probably come across your your page, or obviously hop on any of the 92.9 ESPN
socials. Yeah, we've got it out there.
You guys have been awesome about supporting this once again, and I can't thank you guys enough.
Oh, dude, no. What you're doing, we're behind it every single year that you're going to put this on. MemphisMiracleLeague.org is the site, and, of course, Ryan mentioned it, Miracle League of Memphis is the Facebook page. What do you think about these Grizzlies? You still got Grizz opinions? You
I
were
do.
Down there.
The Grizzlies fundamentally make no sense. That's my take. Why?
After trading Desmond Bane?
That's well, it's not so much after trading Desmond Bane. I think that was a move that was necessary. I think the thing that I keep going back to is you look at, and you'd have to correct me if I'm wrong on the statistics of it all. That was my previous
whole
life.
But
your mind still kind of ticks a certain way. The Grizzlies, if I'm not mistaken, for the last five or so years have always been in the top 10 as far as youngest teams, okay? Which you would think, hey, younger guys, a little more spry, not as prone to injury. But I gotta believe you then match that up with just sheer numbers of games missed by individual players. They're probably top three, top five.
Easily.
It feels like it. Yeah.
So it's this weird dynamic of one of the youngest teams. I know one year they were the youngest in the past 5 years. It just doesn't quite match up and doesn't make sense. You know, when we think of injuries, you know, you think of now the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
And Steph and Draymond and
Bron's out.
Yeah. And Jimmy Butler and man, did they. They're going to be an issue.
That's not a real injury.
Yeah. Bronze, okay, you're right.
That's
feelings hurt.
That's old man.
All right.
You know.
But you're making a great point. I don't think we've ever
Yeah, it's a weird dynamic, and I fundamentally don't get it. And it's certainly not an indictment on the training staff and all that. They have some of the best people on the planet helping these guys stay fit and healthy. It's just such an odd thing. And I'm hoping this is the year they can kind of shake that off. Because they're still probably, I would imagine, in the top 10 as far as youngest teams.
Yeah.
Which is usually something you want, right? Mm-hmm. Set you up for the future. Usually your guys are hurt a lot less. It's just been the complete opposite, and it doesn't make sense.
And you're starting banged up again.
Yeah, prediction number two. I know we've long waited for that big move. I think Desmond obviously was a big move. I think this is the year, though, you see the big move. I think they're going to get mid-season, and we'll have to rewind mid-season and check this, but I think this is the year that with the capital they've built in terms of assets and future assets and all the things, I think this is the year that mid-season they're going to be kind of right on the inside looking out or outside looking in, right on the cusp of that 8 to 10, 11 type thing in the West. I think this is the year where they're going to package something up and make probably a significant move They've drafted well. Let's not take anything away from them. They've overall drafted
absolutely.
Well. They've made some good moves, some smart moves. But I think we've all been waiting for that one move.
Yeah.
And I think this is the year they're going to get very real and mid-season make that big move. Just my gut on that. But
how about that? I think Ryan Dede coming in here making big, bold predictions.
There we go.
They may need to at that point. It might get to a point where you have to and you've got those assets. It'd be time to capitalize on.
I
wonder if they'll be willing to do it that soon.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to be is that they're going to get to a point where you've been setting all this up to be able to make that move. I think in the past what they've had, quite frankly, is either too tied in from a money standpoint or guys that aren't as desirable as much as we love them all here.
Right.
I think they now have some pieces that are going to be very attractive between contracts, draft picks, players themselves, where this is the year they make a big splash, which we always wait for. We always anticipate.
Yep.
The reality is you can't do that every year. This is the year I think they probably move forward and make some significant move for somebody that helps them right now. And I think it's going to shake up the West hard because the West is – I was watching those games last night, and I'm like, this is going to be a problem.
Everybody's big.
Yeah.
Everybody's talented. Teams. They're deep. Everybody.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't even seen Wemby out there with, with that current iteration.
Got Cooper and them tonight against Wemby.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you think about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.